Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, last night, Lum and Abner made a secret trip up to the property in the hills to try to determine what the land contains that would warrant an offer of $2,000 from the stranger, Mr. Sutton. As we look in on the little community, we find the old fellows weary and dejected back in their jot-em-down store. They're sitting in their rocking chairs contemplating their fruitless trip, while the telephone rings loudly. Listen.
Well, Emma, ain't you going to answer the phone? Rung there.
I know it, Dad. I'm just too tired to get up and answer it. That traipsing over them hills toting that tent on my back just plumb wore me out. You better answer the thing, Lum.
I'm busy thinking, Abner.
Thinking.
Yeah, I may get out of here any minute, and I don't want to be interrupted. You answered.
Lum, I just ain't got the strength to do it. I don't believe I could stand up there long enough to even say hello. Maybe if we'll just be real quiet, they'll think nobody's here and quit ringing in a minute.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Gonna have to tie boards on my legs so they'll hold me up again, I do believe. There again. Whoever that is, sure is a determined critter.
All right, Grannies, I believe I've got it, Abner.
Huh?
Yes, sir, I believe I've got it. We're going back up in the hills tonight and go over towards
that...
Now,
wait a minute. You stop right there, Lum. I ain't going up in no mountains tonight. I'll be doing good if I can even crawl home.
But we've got to go up there, Abner. I think I know why that land of ours is so valuable now.
Lum, we spent all last night up there sleeping in a broke-down tent. Then early this morning, we traipsed around up there for 2 hours. All we found was just a batch of rocks, some tin cans, and a few squirrels.
Yeah, I know, but...
And I know good and well they ain't worth nothing. They ain't nothing valuable in them rocks. Tin cans and squirrels, that stuff ain't worth nothing. If that Mr. Sutton wants to give us $2,000 for that junk pile, I'm in favor of letting him have it.
Well, now, wait a minute, though, Abner.
We better take him up on that, Lum, before they catch him and lock him up again. That feller's touched. That's all I can say for him.
Oh, there's our ring again. Must be important. You better get it. It'll ring all day long.
All right, I ought to have the thing took out. That's
and Mr. Sutton ain't touched, and I'll tell you why.
Maybe he ain't, but we are then if we don't take that offer. Hello, jot him down, store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. What's left of him. Huh? Oh, for goodness sakes. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, sounds pretty. All right, goodbye. Important call.
What in the world was that?
Just Cedric. He knocked a chip off of one of his front teeth, so now he can whistle through his teeth, and he wanted me to hear him do it.
For pity's sake, that boy.
Everybody's ticked. Doggies, let me sit down again and rest.
Yes, sit down and listen to this, Abner. I know I've got it now. You recollect that old silver mine up in the hills there?
Yeah, I know that. That ain't on our property, though, Lum.
No, but it's right next to it, though. Ain't but 100 foot from our property line, I bound you.
Well, it ain't no good no more neither.
No, it was all worked out, but I bound you, here's what's happened. That Mr. Sutton has discovered a new vein running from that old mine shaft right up under our property there.
You reckon he has, sure enough?
I'm pretty sure. We know there ain't nothing else up there that looks like it's worth $2,000.
No, we know that good.
And if there was silver found up there once, there ain't no reason why there ain't some more up there.
All right, Doggy Lum, maybe you have got an idea there, Ted.
I know I have. So here's what we'll do. We'll go up there and have a look around that old mine shaft tonight. And...
Now, wait a minute, Lum. Not tonight, we ain't, Lum. My legs just wouldn't make it. That's all there to it.
Well, Abner, we don't want to wait too long. We don't want to lose out on this deal.
I can't help it, Lum. I've got to have a day to rest up. And besides, I'm supposed to go to some kind of a party with Elizabeth tonight. A Valentine or Labor Day party or something, I don't know.
Well, you can get out of that, can't you?
And I doubt it. Elizabeth thought it was peculiar me being gone last night. Told her I was staying over at your place. But if I try to get out of that party, well, then she'll start asking a lot of questions.
Yes, right, Annie.
Oh, she's
We don't
curious.
Want her or nobody else to start getting suspicious of what we're doing. Maybe we better wait a day.
Yeah, I know that's a thing to do. I can tell that plumb easy.
We don't want to wait no longer than that, though. I'm anxious to start digging up that silver and being rich.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
Annie, just think, after all these years of struggling along hand to foot, we're finally going to be millionaires.
Well, are we going to start right out being millionaires?
Well, no, we'll have to work up to that gradual. Might take us a couple of weeks. Maybe even a month, I don't know.
Yeah, I wish we'd have got into something faster than that. I hate to sit around waiting for something.
Well, that's fast enough. It's best to go a little slow with something like this. If you get rich too quick, it ain't good for you. It goes to your head. Sometimes that's the ruination of a feller.
I'd be willing to take that chance, I believe, Long.
Yeah, but no need of doing it though, Abner. In time, we'll have everything we want. We'll go around town with our pocket stuffed plumb full of silver.
No, because I'll have to get rid of it to sew up the holes in some of my pockets. We're going to do that. Couldn't we just hide some of the silver somewhere instead of toting all of it around with us?
Well, we'll put a lot of it in the bank, of course. But there's a limit to what the bank can hold.
Yeah, fill it up, that's what I say.
Besides that, I want to have a few $1,000 worth of it just to jingle in my pockets when I walk down the street.
Does that stuff jingle?
Oh, it's the jinglingest stuff you ever seen.
Well,
Granny, it sure feels good to be actual rich for once in our lives, don't
it? Yeah, it does, all right.
And to think we owned all this silver all the time, never even owned it.
Yeah.
We've been millionaires all this time.
Why, sure.
The Silver Kings of Pine Ridge.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
That's what we'll be known as. Or maybe we'll branch out and be the Silver Kings of Arkansas.
Yeah, let's branch out. I'd like to work Missouri and Oklahoma in there, too, if we could.
Old Silver Dollar Edwards. That's what they'll call me.
They will, huh?
Oh, yeah. Sounds good, don't it? Silver Dollar Edwards.
Yeah, see, what can I be called? Old Two-Bit Peabody. No, that don't sound... Half a Buck Abner. Dad, blame it, Lum, you got the best name there.
Well, maybe you can be Old Silver-Coated Peabody.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Old Sterling Abner.
Yeah, Sterling, I like that.
Hi, Granny, this is wonderful.
Yeah.
I don't know why we never started this years ago.
Say it, Lum, are you going to speak to Ezra Seastrunk?
Speak to Ezra Seastrunk?
Yeah, he's always thought he was a high and mighty and richer than everybody. I ain't even going to look at him if I meet him on the street. Just egging on
him. Oh, no, now, you oughtn't to act that way, Abner. Just because we got all this money, we don't want to change none.
What's the use of having it, then?
Well, there's other things to do with our money instead of getting high-headed about it. Let's just be ourselves, just a couple of common millionaires.
Yeah, I'll try, but that much money, Lum, it's going to be awful hard for me to be that way, though. Can I buy a big fancy house? Is that all right?
Yeah, just don't make it too big. I know the first thing I'm going to do is propose to Miss Emily.
Are you showing her?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do it.
Well.
Then I'll build her the biggest, fanciest house you ever seen. A mansion. A marble palace.
Well, now, just a minute. How come you got a bigger house than me? I've got just as much money as you've got, Lum, and I dog as if you can have a house that
now,
big.
Whoa, wait a minute, Abner. Now, I was afeard of this.
Uh-huh.
That's what happens when you start getting rich. One feller tries to outdo the other feller, and then you start fighting. First thing you know, you ain't friends no more.
Well, I want to be friends with you, Lum.
I know, but we won't be. Sometimes I almost wish we wasn't millionaires.
Well, I'm still enjoying it,
sort of. Things change, as we've got. Right away, you got a lot of responsibilities and obligations. Taxes, for incidents.
Taxes?
Taxes.
Oh, them cars you ride around in?
Taxes.
Oh.
See, we're right up there in them high bric-a-brackets now.
Where?
We make a couple of $100,000 apiece every week out of the mine, while we've got to pay more than half of that out in taxes.
Doggone, I forgot about that.
And then the taxes and upkeep on these new houses are going to be something terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll more likely have to give big parties all the time and hard servants, hard girls and hard men and I don't know what all. Have to wear neckties all the time.
Oh, my goodness, not that now.
Rich folks supper, Abner. You may as well face it.
Dad, blame it all anyway.
And then there'll be a lot of folks just being nice to us because they're trying to get some of our money. Crooks following us around. Maybe robbers, even.
Robber?
Yes, sir. We won't be safe nowhere. Be in danger every minute of our lives.
Oh, my goodness. Don't say that now, Lum.
I'm just telling you how it is, Abner. We better hire ourselves some bodyguards. 10 or 15 of them, maybe.
Oh, me. Say, Lum.
Yeah?
I was just thinking here. I don't believe I'll be needing my $200,000 for this week, so if you'd like to have it...
No, Abner, now don't try to shove that off onto me. I was just studying how I could get shut of my $200,000.
Well, let's see. What can we do? We have more trouble there than one or two.
What a beauty day.
Oh, well, howdy, Cedric. I ain't got time to listen to you whistle through your teeth now, Cedric.
Oh, well, I just wanted to ask you fellas if you could let me borrow 50 cents till Monday.
50 cents?
Yes, Vaughn.
All right, Doggies, we'll let you have $400,000, Cedric.
$400,000?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, I'd rather just have the 50 cents, if you don't mind.
Well, all right, Cedric. I don't blame you none, to be honest. Give it to him, Long.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Just a second.
Yes, sir, money is stuff we've got, Cedric. We're rich millionaires. Huh?
I don't seem to have no cash money on me just now.
Oh.
Abner, you hand it to
me. Yeah, sure. Here, I'll give it to you, Cedric. 50 cents you wanted, huh? Oh, but I ain't got but a dime here myself. All right, Dogas, you was right, Lom.
I was right.
Yes, sir. We've been robbed already.